In many ways, time is ambiguous. It would be tempting to think that time may be a kind of illusion. For example, if you stop all motion and make everything completely static, time would appear to freeze, and the configuration you've set up will be eternal. Appear is the key word. But that's not actually the case, because certain things like radioactive decay, quantum tunneling, and other quantum world effects cannot be stopped. Thus, they would still mark the passage of time. Even the potential decay of the proton, if that occurs in the distant far future universe, will happen as a function of time. Time is indeed more than just a clock ticking. It is the governing factor of entropy, and it has certain strange aspects in that the rate at which it ticks changes with acceleration. So if you're in a starship traveling at great velocity, time dilates relative to the surroundings you're passing through. It would appear to be ticking normally to you, but ticking very slowly to the rest of the universe observing you. You also get this effect near a gravitational source, because gravity also represents an acceleration, one towards the center of the gravitational source. Time has always held the possibility or partial possibility of time travel, the source of much science fiction. Traveling to the future is allowed. We're doing it right now with the passage of time. And you can alter the rate at which you move into the future with acceleration or gravity, as famously depicted in the movie Interstellar, where the ship that lands on a wave planet experiences the passage of time differently than the occupant of the mother ship. As an aside, Interstellar was one of those lost opportunity movies because the original idea involved Kip Thorne producing it, and it was going to stick only to solid science. And it basically did so with the appearance of Gargantua, the black hole, which remains one of the best representations of a black hole ever put on the big screen. They really look something like that, up close, but not exactly. There would be an overall brightening effect on one side of a black hole that was not depicted. But the planets of Interstellar were a mess. Earth and the very last planet they discovered were innocuous, as was the O'Neill Cylinder habitat. But the floating ice chunk planet is pure fantasy, as is the time-dilating giant wave planet. Those kinds of tidal forces would actually pull the planet's ocean into an oblate, bulged configuration, and for it to experience that kind of time dilation, it would have to be very near a black hole of Gargantua's presumed size, as in hovering right just above it. But back to time. Interstellar did get the basic concept of time dilation right. But what few depictions in science fiction have gotten right is backwards time travel. The reason is, if they show it, then it's wrong, because as far as we can tell, the universe forbids it. The only way we can think of doing it is to build something that can go faster than light. This works across the board for any FTL hypothetical, but also relativity in that if you exceed the speed of light through acceleration, which there isn't any way to do, time would move backwards. If you build a warp drive or a wormhole, you also have a backwards time machine. All of this comes together to pose an interesting question. Is time a something or an illusion? But everything we know right now is that it appears to be a something, and so does space, incidentally. The black emptiness of space itself also in some ways seems to behave in some respects like a physical something, but not an object, but not a nothing either. It stretches and expands, and the two are linked somehow, which is why Einstein and others termed the whole thing space-time. This has tempted some, especially in string theory, to see time as a dimension. As it stands right now, our universe is sometimes described as one of four known dimensions. Three of space, one of time. And time does look like a dimension. We are, after all, moving through it, and it even has a direction, forward, also known as the arrow of time. Physicists have long grappled with why the arrow of time points forward. Nothing seems to stop it from pointing backward. But it just does what it does. But there is some evidence in recent work in quantum mechanics that suggests that it may be a quantum effect, and really does exist. This all, however, may be completely wrong, and we've misinterpreted time altogether. New work has actually resurrected a form of a very old idea that had been abandoned in the 1980s. The idea is that time may not actually be a fundamental component of our physical reality as we know it in our relativistic universe of the large, but instead arises from a quantum effect. In short, this work sees time as emergent from quantum entanglement, an already spooky and mysterious concept that we know exists as described. With quantum entanglement, you have two entangled particles that can be separated by any distance, including clear across the observable universe. If one of those particles changes state, then the other instantly does as well. What links them are what they are linking through, perhaps an unknown dimension where the particles are not physically separated is unknown. We just know the effect is real because we can entangle particles in the lab and watch it happen. As an aside, we also know that what would intuitively be seen as a way to communicate doesn't actually let you do it in practice. It simply does not allow meaningful information to be transferred on a fundamental basis. Again, the universe seems to prohibit this. But what effect does the quantum world have on time itself? The new work highlights something interesting. So in general relativity, time is part and parcel with the universe, baked into it, that can twist and warp and dilate. Quantum theory does not see it like this. Instead, it sees it as something that is fixed and does not change like many properties of a quantum object can. So to measure time in the quantum world, you have to have a clock external to the object you're observing. The bottom line with all of this is that time is two different things in GR and quantum theory. A lot of physicists think that this is something that should not be ignored because it's all the same universe, whether it's a star or an electron, and that sometimes gets lost in translation between the two different understandings of the universe. We know that there is a missing puzzle piece linking both highly successful theories. We just haven't found it yet, and it's possible that it is the key to understanding time. The new work by Capo and colleagues link in the description below. We're looking for a way to unify quantum time with relativistic time, looking at it through the lens of an old concept from the 80s. The idea is this notion, that when we see an object changing over time, it's because it's entangled with some type of clock. It has to be said here that this does not have to be a technological clock, just something functioning as one. If an observer were outside of that entangled system, then nothing would appear to change. In other words, time in this sense is just an effect of entanglement. In this paper's model, the clock is represented by a system of very small magnets entangled with a quantum oscillator. That kind of a model is well understood in physics and serves as a possible real-world way to eventually test this model. It turns out, this system is actually described by Schrödinger's equation, which is used to predict how quantum-level particles behave, except they added another variable, which was time, that marks the quantum states of the magnets. They then repeated the whole thing, but under the assumption that the oscillator and magnets are large enough essentially, or you could say non-quantum enough, to not have their behavior governed by quantum effects, sort of how our world works. The quantum effects become lost in the noise in the world of the big, and we rarely see them. This was important because the first set of calculations set out how time would appear in the quantum world, whereas the second sets out to see how time would behave under the same regime, but in the classical world of the big. It turns out that it was the same thing. The resultant equations matched perfectly with the equations used to predict classical objects moving around, like a rolling billiards ball or anything big, yet it was still being governed by quantum mechanics. This is important if it ends up being experimentally not just for explaining how time arises on all scales, but it shows that a major quantum effect is also having an enormous effect on the classical universe. Again, this begins to address that disparity between general relativity and quantum theory in a completely new way. What else this means is unclear. So if we see the passage of time in this model, we perceive it, then it must mean that there is some kind of entanglement in our world and something else. But if you are in a universe that doesn't have any entanglement, then time would not pass. Everything would just be static. Strangely, there are some theories that suggest that our universe may not have been entangled at its very beginning. And for all we know, that may be the reason we see it as having begun at all. And before any entanglement occurred, nothing happened. Everything was static. Testing this idea is key, however. There are still parts of it that are not well understood, which may make it difficult to test. But in principle, it is a testable idea according to the researchers. One major one is the question of whether two separate entangled systems can interact or not, how such a quantum clock can become entangled, and many other questions. But if progress can be made here, it may provide the opening to an even bigger problem, a testable quantum theory of gravity. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Gaudier, currently worried about a universe where everything's all tangled up, but if you unravel it, time stops. Just something about that strikes me as unsavory, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.